Welcome to another edition of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. My name is Chris Kelly. There is B.B. Shea. I'm square. He's round. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well, man. I like that shirt.
Thanks. I was going to say the same to you.
Thank you, man.
We're light and dark.
I know. That's right.
It's very dapper.
Square around, light
and
dark.
You're wearing the, I like the Under Armour, and you got a little pinstripe there.
That's right, man. Playing golf today.
I can tell. Woo! Only 99 degrees today.
I know. Can't wait.
Wow.
It's going to be a blast.
Wow. I tell you right, I ran in a 5K on Saturday night.
How'd that go?
Probably the hottest I've ever been. I mean, it was really...
It was late, wasn't it?
It was
like a midnight thing, wasn't it?
Well, actually, it started at 8:45.
So that's late.
Dark.
Yeah.
You had to wear a headlamp, but so steamy, so muggy. I was just... It was like I jumped in a pool when I was done.
Yeah.
I fell once. It was a trail run. I tripped over a stump or a root and fell down. But it only cost me about a second in my time.
Was this local or did you have to travel far to do that?
This was local.
Okay.
About 20 minutes away.
Okay.
And they, my daughter's on the cross country team. And so she's training, running this summer. So she was entered in a couple of 5Ks and asked me if I would do them. And I did them. I've enjoyed it, but man, that was tough. The trail run is tough.
See, that's the part that, not that I would ever run a 5K, obviously, but I just need to be on asphalt or grass at least. Going through a trail, I bet, is rough.
It was tougher. It was. That's the first one I've ever done on a trail. I did one here recently downtown on asphalt. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And after that, she got me, and I was like, all right, I'll do it on the
next
one.
That's cool. That's nice that you get to share that with your daughter.
Well,
that's fun.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I guess so, But I'll tell you, those runs, they take a lot out of me. That 5K.
What was your time?
28 minutes and something.
5K in 28 minutes.
I was, I finished 40th out of 270 people.
That's respectable.
I'll take it. I thought, okay, this is good enough, but it was
steamy. Are you trying to get down to what is a decent time for a 5K?
I mean, I think anywhere 25 to 30 minutes, I think is pretty good.
How many miles was that?
It's a 3.1 mile.
Okay,
so that's 9 minute mile, basically.
Okay,
it's okay. I'd really love to get like the 8.5 minute mile and do it in maybe 26 minutes.
Yeah.
Would be nice. We'll see.
That's all right, though.
You've got a challenge of your own, the 999 challenge.
Yes, completely different physical challenge.
As soon as I saw it, the 999 challenge is 9 hot dogs and 9 beers in 9 innings. We've been chronicling it here, and you're on your way to Colorado to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do that at a Rockies game.
Correct.
Even in the altitude. Then I saw this that went right along with this. Where's the most embarrassing place you've ever vomited? Which I think you'll probably replace it with Coors Field will be the new spot. Is it? I knew for you. I know one time you vomited drunkenly on the stove at an apartment.
Yes.
And tried to clean it up, but then a week later when you turned the stove on, you got the nasty.
That it was still in there and it was smelled terrible. Just wretched smell.
Awful.
Yeah,
awful.
It was bad.
So is that, but that's not an embarrassing
place. No, it's not embarrassing. The most embarrassing place I threw up, I was a kid and we were, my brother played travel baseball and we were with the local college. They invited us to come hang out with them. We had Papa John's Pizza.
Yeah.
And I felt it coming on.
Ooh.
And I was leaving and I threw up on like the concourse.
Yeah.
And then one of the players was right behind me and stepped in it like a suit, like just right behind me, stepped right in it. And I just ran out. Yeah. I threw up in front of a whole bunch. I was like nine, threw up in front of a bunch of college kids. So
we
that was embarrassing.
I was at the Pavilion in Myrtle Beach once and with my parents. I was also 9 or 10. We went to Mr. Sub beforehand and I got spaghetti.
Yeah.
I don't know why I got spaghetti at Mr. Sub. That was really...
It's a weird decision.
And we rode one of those rides. Not really a ride where you sit and watch a screen that feels like you're moving.
Yeah.
And I could tell it tore me up like a motion sickness. And as soon as we got out, my dad was like, are you okay? And I threw up all over the streets there, where people walk. And a guy came by like twirling a chain over his head and slid right through.
Ooh.
It was like a plate of spaghetti. It looked terrible. I mean, just awful.
I don't throw up much. And when I do, it's usually confined. Very rarely have I thrown up in public. But that was the one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think I've thrown up in probably 10 or 15, probably more than that. I mean, it's been years since I've really thrown up. I mean, it's been a long time. But you could do it. Now, you could break that record here.
With the alcohol, that's the thing that's got me nervous.
Maybe.
The 9 hot dogs I'm not too worried about.
It's possible.
The beer is what's got me.
Are you all uneasy because of the way the country is right now after the Trump shooting, which was so terrible? Are you worried, nervous at all, just traveling? No.
No, not really.
I don't think
not
so either.
Really.
I just got an email, some sort of hate email, saying how much I hate Trump.
Yeah.
Because I blamed, I wouldn't say I blamed him, but I saw Biden the other night talking about let's ratchet down the heat, turn down the heat a little bit. And I think Trump is largely responsible for turning up the heat, you know, with his rhetoric. And I got a lot of hate about that.
I really can't speak on that. I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know.
I'm not a big fan of how he
Trump the did the, that. The fist.
You know, I feel like it was cool in the moment, but I wish he would have just kind of
gone on
left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because there could have been a second shooter.
Exactly.
You never know.
Exactly. And there's a lot of weird red flags surrounding that whole thing. I don't want to say conspiracy.
Well, you have. I hear a lot of that. Conspiracy.
Yeah, no, but I think that's a little irresponsible right now. But there's a lot of people claiming that it's kind of
shady. Like people are saying Trump had it planned so he could, and then other people are saying, "Oh, well, Biden did this because he controls the Secret Service." This country,
very, very weird, man. It's very weird.
This country and this world.
Yeah.
Like I did nothing last week except make fun of Joe Biden for being old and decrepit looking.
Yeah.
Then today I said that I think Trump there's too much rhetoric and he's turned the temperature up too much. I'm not saying he got shot because of it, but I'm saying that he is the king of, like what you just said, the fist in the air after being shot, which is totally on brand for him.
Yeah.
I don't think he should have done that. And I got a bunch of hate mail for that. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm right.
Yeah,
he talks a lot.
Yeah.
He says a lot of things that are riling people
up.
Yeah,
very polarizing stuff.
Of course he should not be shot. My God, no, that should never have happened.
Yeah.
And what Biden and Trump have said is right. You cannot have that in America. Do you think it sealed his victory, Trump?
I definitely think it helped.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely think it helped. As far as sealing, I don't know. Yeah. There's so many moving parts right now with should Biden continue to stay in the race? Should Trump continue to stay in the race?
Well, I think that, I think Trump's definitely staying in the race.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Biden, at least for a few days, the narrative is no longer should he stay in the race. It's now about the Trump shooting.
Exactly, you
know? Yeah. But this, you hate to see it. It has not happened in this country in a long time where somebody is shot at like that, like a president or a presidential candidate. Yeah. But it's so out of control right now.
But, you know, it's kind of weird because I saw an interview. I don't know if you saw the BBC was there at the rally.
Yeah.
And they interviewed some guy who saw the guy on top of the roof.
Yeah.
And he was telling police.
And they didn't pay attention.
And like, how real is that? You know what I mean? It's there's a lot going on. It's kind of hard to plant your flag on what you believe.
Why
you
do
know?
You think, if that is true, and I've heard that multiple places too, where someone says there's a guy climbing up that building with a gun and nobody pays attention, why do you think
that's kind of hard to believe?
Or is it just a fact that if somebody told me there's a guy on the top of a building with a gun, just as me as a person out there, I would think, oh, he's supposed to be there as security. You know, I would think, no, certainly nothing. I just feel like you're blind to, like, oh, nothing's really going to happen.
Exactly.
But
then
it does.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned this the other day when this happened. Remember at Carowinds a year ago, last summer, one of the roller coasters, the big one, had like a crack in it. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Well, a guy spotted it on his way out of the park with his kids. They'd been there all day. They'd ridden the roller coaster. It was wavering. It was cracking. Mm. Every time the roller coaster would go by, the crack would get bigger. And he went to just somebody on the ground and said to the Carowinds employee, there's a crack in that roller coaster. And they were like, okay, thanks. We'll take care of it.
Yeah.
And he knew that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So then he went to Carowinds to like their customer service area and said, there's a crack in this major roller coaster. And they were like, okay, we'll look at it. Thanks. Well, he knew. They just weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
So he called the fire department on his way home. The fire department went to Carowinds and looked at, because I think people just think, oh, he's crazy. Or that's supposed to happen. He doesn't know what he's talking about. That's it.
Do you think at the end of the day, most people just want to go home?
Yes. Yes.
Like, even if it, like, there's a precaution to take there.
Yeah. Well,
but that would include somebody having to do something.
Yes.
And instead of them doing something, they're just, you know what, it'll take care of itself. I'll just
go ahead. Of course, you just expect all that. You want somebody else to do it.
And it's the same with the police. Okay, yeah, whatever.
I think everybody's that way. I go to the barbecue festival every year in the fall. There was a time, I guess it's probably shortly after 9/11, whatever, that there were gunmen on top of the buildings just in case. Well, I just looked up and saw him, but I was like, okay, you know, that's
but
all you think.
The one thing about this dude, the guy who was shot, or the shooter, was I don't think he was in any specific type of uniform, though. That would be the be the thing for me.
Yes, you're right.
These were uniformed officers. Dude doesn't look like everybody else with guns, so
really
that's kind of interesting.
It's very strange.
Is he a freelance sniper? Like, did he not get the uniform yet?
What was his agenda? I mean, it didn't seem, as you look into his background, that he was real politically active. He registered Republican, voted Democrat.
Yeah.
once, or gave money, I should say, to a Democrat or Joe Biden. It's like,
and then,
I don't know.
Another thing that was wild was, like, after the shots rang out, nobody ran.
Right.
Everybody was just kind of like,
yeah. What? Well, I don't know what I would do.
It's kind of hard to know what you would do in that situation as well.
And tragic. I mean, one man was killed.
Yeah, no.
Others injured.
Yeah, it's very odd, man.
It was an
awful situation.
I mean, it's an awful, awful thing. Yeah, for sure. But anyway, I know you're not that political of a person.
I try not to be.
But I do think.
You think this helped Trump?
I do.
You think this kind of sealed it for him?
And. Somebody said to me, he should, like you just said, he should never have raised his hand. But that is so him. That is so, let's embrace this moment, you know.
I get why he did it.
Mm-hmm,
I just think it was kind of like, okay, all right, man.
Oh, I know. I think almost anybody else would probably have gotten ducked down and let them carry him.
And that was another thing. I'm like, why are we, stopping you from getting to safety?
You're
still out here.
Take him.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be a second gunman. You have no idea. And I do think it was a pretty colossal failure on somebody's part in security. I don't know if it was local police or Secret Service or what, but you got to man it better than that.
Exactly.
I think. You know, got a guy on a building that can shoot that has a free shot at the president.
And has he been shot yet? I mean, has he been subdued yet? I mean, there's a lot of questions going on in that moment.
Well, that guy's dead now.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
that.
Like in the moment.
Oh,
though.
In the moment.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Why are we still sitting here?
I know. My wife, my son said, there's a picture of the shooter online. And my wife said, "How's he look?" And my son said, "Dead."
It's pretty evident.
And my wife said, "I want to look at that." And he goes, "It's very graphic." And she goes, "Okay, show it to me." And he did. And she went, "Oh, my God, why did you show me that?" And he said, "Well, you wanted to see it." And I said, "Well, he did warn you. He said it was graphic."
Yeah.
He said, "How did he look?" The answer was dead. You know, I mean, what are you going to say? Anyhow, other than that, now you're golfing. How's your week going?
It's going well, man. I'm excited to get ready to go out of town.
Off to Colorado.
I actually had a question for you. This is very off topic and nothing to do with what we just talked about.
Yes.
This is a would you rather situation.
Yes.
You get $2 million right now, but you can never poop in a toilet again.
I'd take it.
You take the $2 million?
I would take it. Yeah,
no porta potties, no outhouses, no toilets.
You got to go outside
in the woods. Or
for $2 million?
For $2 million for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I take it.
What if you're like, I don't know. you kind of have to go searching for places to crap now.
You would. No porta potty, no nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I would, if I got $2 million, I'd probably retire and be able to live at the beach. So
would you just crap in the ocean?
Or dig a hole. Dig a hole in the sand, something like that. Is that the only thing? I mean, would you take it? $2 million.
No, $2 million's great.
Mm-hmm. But you're younger than me.
But I got a lot more to deal with.
You got a long way to go.
Like that's what I'm saying, dude. Like if you're in the middle of right now, and you get hit with diarrhea,
I gotta go outside.
Where do you go?
I think I would run outside. There's woods around here.
Yeah,
and go to the woods. Now I can have toilet paper with me. I can carry that with me, right?
Sure.
Okay. There's that.
Okay. There's
that. Then I would take. And I would do that. I'd run across the street here to the woods somewhere. God, but no toilet at all. That's
no toilet.
Pretty tough.
Yeah, ever.
That's a pretty tough thing because if you're in a store. But you know what I think it would make you do is I think it'd make you really watch your eating habits so that you would never get sick.
That's a good point.
You know, I think that's
I guess that's one of the upsides of
critical,
it.
Critical, yeah.
But say like you're in the middle of a big city and you get hit.
That's
like,
tough.
Dumpster?
That's
like,
yeah, I guess so.
Like, you got to have people around you like, hey, dude, you're good. Like you got to have a
trash can,
like
dumpster.
An entourage. Like a poop entourage
that
around
is,
you all
well,
the time.
Well, maybe in retrospect, but $2 million.
$2 million, yeah.
But I tell you what, you could buy a private plane, but you could never use the bathroom.
You can't use
the
bathroom. You can't use the, you and what happens if you're on an airplane?
Oh God, you got to go in the aisle.
Yeah.
And then you're arrested when you get off the plane.
So
you
can't
you can't really explain why you're crapping out in the middle
exactly.
of the aisle. God, I don't know.
Like that would be like, I got $2 million. Now I have to do this. So.
That's a tough one. That's a tough choice. But you would take it too?
I think so. I would figure out a way to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we brought this up to you last week too about tipping.
Yeah.
And how some bar in San Diego has put 100% tip on their automated thing on the screen. And you said, fine. Because ultimately, it is the person's responsibility to not put. So you could tip like 20%, 25%, 30%, 50%, 100%, or custom tip.
Yeah, yeah.
Or no tip.
Yeah.
And one guy said that he didn't like that because it's taking advantage of drunk people who might accidentally press 100%. But you're like, that's on you.
It's on you.
I read that, and this has to do with ages as well, the people who complain most about tipping are baby boomers, but they tip the best.
They do.
They complain about it, but they tip the best.
That totally makes sense.
You think that's true?
Yes,
I do too.
It totally makes sense.
I agree.
With the whole tipping thing, though, I'm about done.
Yeah, you hate that.
I'm about done with tipping in general.
Yeah.
The only time I'm really considering tipping is at a sit-down meal.
Yeah.
Any other situation? Absolutely
walking
not.
Through at the burrito place
no.
You know, because the burrito place is no different than McDonald's.
Exactly. It's
you know,
not.
They're
or
making,
Subway.
All they're doing is, yes, they're just making food for
yes.
you. I agree. I get tired of it,
there's really
too.
No customer. And a lot of them don't have great attitudes. I know I'm generalizing here.
No, I agree.
But the very few of them have ever how's your day going, man?
No, I agree
you
with
good?
You.
You good? You know, what else can I get you? It's always an attitude.
I think you're right. I've heard you say that. And the more I think about it, the more I agree with you. And yet, when they turn the iPad toward me, it's pressure.
20%, yeah.
To do a 20% tip, yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, if I hit, I'm never going to see these people again.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to be the first, I'm not going to be the last.
And the food is already made.
Yeah, the food's made, and so, I've got it in my hand.
Are you ever surprised? My son did a DoorDash the other night. He ordered DoorDash, and he tipped. It was like a $12, $15 meal, and he tipped $1. And I said, well, that wasn't enough. You've got to do more than that. And he has DoorDashed himself a few times.
Yeah,
he said, I rarely got tipped. You know,
yeah.
I don't get the
That's
tip.
Wild to me. Because the thing about DoorDash is you have to tip before you make the order.
Right.
That's part of the process secure the order.
But see, that seems strange to me.
It is.
Because a tip is something that if you get really good service, okay, I'm going to give you a tip.
Yeah.
And if you haven't done it, to me, it's like laying a $20 bill on the booth at the table before you get the order food ordered.
You're 100% right.
I mean, it's strange.
And it's kind of like putting it up to whoever you get.
Yeah.
But, you know, there have been instances, videos online of DoorDashers getting like a $2 tip going to the person's front door through their Ring camera and cussing them out.
I know.
Because of how bad the tip
was. How badly they tip.
And I'm like, I kind of get that too. You know what I'm saying?
But as the person delivering, I don't think you can ever, you just get what you get.
Exactly. Right?
I mean,
I feel like that's something you got to deal with.
Unfortunately. That's, I mean, we've all been on the short end of that kind of
Absolutely.
Thing before, and it's unfortunate. Yeah. But it is interesting to me. So you don't even, you'll say zero at Subway.
Yeah.
You won't do
zero
it.
Zero Subway, Chipotle.
I don't blame you.
When
for
I'm
that.
Picking food up and they make me sign it.
Oh, my God.
No, absolutely not.
You know, when I first did that, I used to go to Outback Steakhouse where it was 15 years ago, and you'd have a parking spot you pulled into, and they just bring you the food. And there's a place on there for tip?
Yeah.
What am I doing that
absolutely.
For?
You know, the worst place is the airport.
Yeah.
Because now they have places where you check yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a tip option.
A tip option?
A tip option for
what?
Like, this is my
myself?
Money? Exactly.
Am I tipping
Do I get
myself?
This money? Who does this money go to?
It's
ridiculous.
That. It really has gotten that way. I wish that I wish tipping would just go away, and it was just you pay them a decent
wage.
Pay
them higher wages so they don't have to depend on
that. A livable wage.
Yeah.
And then, but now, I'll tell you what, some people who make tips, especially at nice restaurants, probably love it.
Now, as I was a bartender once,
yes,
and the tips being a bartender, especially if you're at the right place,
huge.
Are amazing.
Yes.
You know, you get a good night, you walk right away with $300, $400 in tips.
Yeah, because, and some of it's cash, you don't report it.
Yeah, exactly. You just take that with you.
You just take it and go.
Yeah.
I know. That's so true. That's probably why the guy was saying you're taking advantage of drunk people when you put 100%, because nobody's going to tip 100%.
But when people are drunk, they're usually a little bit more generous.
Well,
anyway.
They are. But you could. Well, that's the thing. It's like if you're drunk and you put 100% tip, then the next day you could really regret it.
Yeah.
But that's
hey,
okay because you got drunk. You're the one.
Yeah.
If you're drunk, you do what you have to do.
I got charged $250 in an Uber because I was drunk once.
Why? You didn't throw
up
there.
I was with somebody who threw up.
Oh, well.
And then it didn't even get into the car. She threw up outside, and then the lady charged me $250 the next morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
On your car.
On my car.
Did you fight that?
No.
And you just paid it.
I just wanted to go home.
Oh, my God. I would have been so upset.
Just wanted
that.
To go home.
I bet Ubers get thrown up in a
lot.
Yes. And cabs used
being
to.
Being an Uber driver is, that's a tough
God,
thing.
Oh, my. Yeah. Gross. Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. We close this program with a top five, of course. I know you had two ideas.
Yeah.
And we'll do one next week. Do you like actors? Like, these are B-tier actors.
B-tier actors.
You want those?
That's fine.
Let's do that today.
Which was kind of tough.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's a lot of people you can make arguments for.
Are not B-tier actors.
But I think I compiled a decent list of B-tier actors.
Well, you're better than me at this.
Yeah.
For sure. But I feel like these are guys or women who are not the leads of any movie.
True, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're unknown.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So give me an example of your number five.
So my number five is, I feel like, is the ultimate B-tier actor. He's just not a great actor. I'm going to go Danny Trejo.
Oh, yeah, I know Danny Trejo.
So Danny Trejo is like that ideal. He's been in music videos, TV shows, movies.
Yeah.
Like, started off as a gangster, and now he's an actor.
I've never liked him.
Really?
I've never thought he's a good actor.
No, he's not a great actor.
Yeah, but he is this a B
point,
actor.
It's kind of like a meme at this point.
Yeah,
like,
he's in everything.
Is Danny Trejo in this movie?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And then you throw him in there, and you go, like, "Oh, there's Danny Trejo."
Yeah, right. I know
so
exactly.
He was one of those ones I feel like I needed to put in. Everybody else on my list is actually a decent, respected actor.
Everybody I have put on this, I absolutely love. Yeah. My number five was Stephen Root. You know Stephen Root?
Love Stephen Root. That's the perfect
a great actor.
Example of a B tier actor.
He's the lead, or not the lead. He's in News Radio as a side character. He's in Barry as a side character.
He was in Dodgeball.
Jeez.
He was in Get Out.
Office Space. Brilliant.
Wow.
Brilliant. But you don't perfect really know
role.
Him or know his name.
No, absolutely not. But that's a great example.
I think he is a fantastic actor.
I hate that I didn't put him on here.
But he'll never be like a lead in anything.
No, absolutely not. Maybe, but
I doubt.
Very, yeah. Not
Do you think it's
point.
Like his body type or
I don't know. Definitely a character actor.
Yeah.
But always brings it whenever.
Agreed,
just
great.
Always has a memorable
great.
Role.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a guy. Well, I'll say he's my number four guy. You probably don't know. You may not know him. Who's your number four?
My number four is John Turturro.
I know him. Very good actor. Yeah. Great. Great.
Do the Right Thing.
Yeah.
Big
great.
Lebowski.
Yeah.
Just Quiz Rounders.
Show. Always. You ever see Quiz Show? He's in that.
Never saw Quiz Show. No.
Excellent. Excellent.
I love everything he does. He always brings great to the role.
He's a great actor. I agree with that.
Yeah.
The my number four, he just died, Harry Dean Stanton. You
yes,
know him?
I know Harry Dean Stanton.
There's a rule with him and another guy, and it said if they're in the movie, there's at least something good about the movie.
Fair.
I mean, seriously.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
called like the Stanton such and such rule, and Stanton was one of the two guys, and they're both dead now. But if they were in the movie, at least something decent was about it, you know?
He was in a movie I love called Repo Man. I think he was in Repo Man with Emilio Estevez.
Yeah, he's in that.
I love that movie.
He's great. He's in Pretty in Pink.
Yes.
He's in Alien. He's in a lot of different movies.
But he always has a memorable role.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. In Pretty in Pink, I was reading about the Brat Pack recently. I saw that documentary, Brats, from Andrew McCarthy. And he was in that and said in the article about the Brat Pack, I wish I was 22 again. You know, I could tell him a few moves to make. He's like, they're young, and he was 55 at the time. You know, so he just died at like 90.
I was going to say, he was pretty old when he passed, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'll go Harry Dean Stanton.
Okay.
Who do you have at
number three? J.K. Simmons.
He's my number one.
Really?
I love him.
Dang.
I absolutely love him.
Like, just...
phenomenal.
Oscar winner, obviously, for Whiplash.
Whiplash is great.
He's the yellow Eminem.
Yes, he is.
He's the yellow Eminem. He just has such a large body of work.
Farmers insurance commercials.
Yes, absolutely.
Law and Order.
And I think a lot of what makes a B actor is their willingness to not just stick to one medium.
He's great.
He's getting paid for so many different things.
I heard somebody, when he won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for Whiplash.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say, well, he'll never do TV commercials again. Well, he's doing them
next
week. It's like, why not?
Yeah, probably does more now than he did then.
I never watched Oz. I heard he was tremendous in Oz.
I never saw Oz either.
He was like a white supremacist in Oz.
That's what I hear.
Apparently played that very, very well.
Yeah.
Now, in Law and Order, he's a psychologist and does that well. And then he's like the yellow Eminem.
Yeah.
You know,
it's then he'll play like the dad in Juno.
Yeah. Oh, he's great in that.
Yeah, he'll play. He was in I Love You, Man.
Yeah, he's great in Juno. He's fantastic.
Yes.
I heard a story from him once that when he first was acting, he was in, I believe it was New York. He went to New York to be in a play or whatever, or try his hand at it. He had been there like 6 years. He had no money. He was down to like $30. I mean, he had nothing. And a friend was at his house, and he told his friend, he's like, I'm gonna call my parents tonight and say I'm coming home.
Yeah.
And he's like, I need money for rent. He needed like a $250 for rent. And he's like, if I don't give him the rent, I'm done, you know? And the friend was like, well, think about it. Think about it another day and, you know, call your parents. So we went to pick up the phone to call his parents. The friend had put $500 in the phone, like below the handle of the phone, the earpiece. And that got his rent. And the next month he got the big break. He was on Law and Order.
Wow.
I mean, that was, or Oz. I mean, it was something that he stayed another month because that guy gave him that money and that was
Would
it.
You do that for somebody?
No.
Me either.
No chance in hell. No.
Okay. All right.
I put my next one is that's my number three. Steven Tobolowsky. Do you know who that is? He's Ned the Head in Groundhog Day. He's also in.
I know him. Yes,
bullet head guy.
Yes,
I think he may have died. I'm not sure, but it's possible. He's in. What's the movie that's backwards? Memento. He's in that. He's in a lot of movies.
Okay.
I just like him.
You know, yes. Tall glasses.
Yeah, glasses.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I like
about.
Him.
Okay.
I've always thought he was a good B actor. Okay. Or you never know his name, but he's really good.
My number two, maybe Christopher Walken.
Love him. Love him.
Would you consider him B tier? I would consider him B. I mean,
I don't
how
know.
Many
he's
leading,
pretty big.
How many leading roles has he really had, though?
Probably none.
Yeah.
But
he's
such
so a memorable.
Known. I mean, yeah, that's the only question. He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
The only question is easy. Well, see, my number two is the same, Steve Buscemi.
That's my number one.
Is it? Well, there
yes.
you have it.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
phenomenal.
Yes.
He's great.
So, yeah, Christopher Walken, I mean, Deer
yeah.
Hunter,
yeah.
Joe Dirt,
yeah.
Annie Hall.
Everything.
You know.
Everything. In the Woody Allen movies, yes.
Yeah.
You know the thing about him? He was on the boat when Natalie Wood died.
Exactly. And. Yeah.
Maybe
that's
a controversy
thing.
There.
Yeah.
Could be controversy.
Did he have something to do with it?
Yeah, was he sleeping around with her?
It was him and who else?
It was just the three. It was the husband. It was Natalie Wood and I forget his name now, who was thought to have done it. And Robert Urich.
Okay.
Robert Urich.
Okay.
I believe that's the name. And Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
And like they had been partying and drinking and they were out on the boat and Natalie Wood fell overboard. But everybody said that she was trying to get on the dinghy to go back to shore, but she never would do that because she hated dark, cold water. She was afraid of it
yeah.
her whole life. So a lot of people said that Robert Urich, I think it's Urich, pushed her in the water.
Yeah.
You know, or drowned her. Anyhow, but Christopher
yeah.
Walken was on that boat. You never hear much about him
no.
being there.
No.
He is. Yeah. He was there.
So what was your number two?
My number two was Buscemi. And
okay,
you said
yeah,
number
yeah,
one.
You number one
yeah.
checking something.
Let me make sure that's the right name on who that is. I think that's him, but I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure about that. Yeah, no, I'm wrong about that. It's Robert somebody else.
Is it like, oh, I don't know why.
It's Robert somebody, but I'll have to figure that
okay,
out.
Okay, gotcha.
It's not Robert Urich, but her husband is the one that's accused of that. I never think of his
yeah.
name. Bad way to end.
I know. It's,
to,
it's all good,
to
though.
To not come
but,
up with.
But Steve Buscemi, also.
I love your Steve Buscemi,
Wonderful
and Buscemi. I love my J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons is great, too.
I think those
yes.
are exactly right.
Yes.
Wonderfully done, yeah. B.B. Shea.
Absolutely.
A lot going on in America that we chronicled here today.
Yeah, we did.
Hate getting hate mail, and I get a lot of it when I talk politics. It's terrible.
I mean, you know, if you want to talk, you're going to have to deal with
shut
that.
Up about
I mean,
next week we'll do something just fun.
There we
Nothing
go.
But
How about
fun,
that?
No matter what's going on in the world.
There we go.
A benign, fun, square in the round next week here, wherever you get your podcasts.